Pacific Beer Chat records on the traditional unceded territory of the Coast Salish First Nations, including the Tsleil-Waututh, the Keetse, the Kwantlen, the Kwikwetlem, the Matsqui, the Musqueam, the Kakite, the Semiahu, the Squamish, the Tsawwassen, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Stalo First Nations.
Welcome to Pacific Beer Chat. I'm Mike.
I'm Warren.
I'm Jordan.
And I'm Cam.
All right, we're back. It's 2021, or is it December, like, 60-something 2020? I'm not sure.
We made it to 2021 alive.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
First podcast of the year.
Yeah, yes. We've been slacking, but we're back.
And, of course, it's a Zoom. We're all socially distanced. We're still in the middle of this COVID crap.
Yeah.
Very socially distanced. Miles apart, I'd say, this time.
Yeah, and I mean, that kind of ties into the theme of the whole episode, really, too, which is great.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Yeah, it's two breweries that like to work together, Steel yeah. and Oak and Daggerad, have decided to make a Love Letter from Isolation collaboration.
A long-distance collab.
Yeah, so one's the Steel and Oak loves Daggerad, and one's the Daggerad loves Steel and Oak. And they're both Imperial Stouts, same recipe, with a Brewed slight difference. And then, yeah, why don't, Jordan, you said you kind of looked a little bit into the differences of the two beers.
Yeah, so I think the base of everything, the base recipe is very similar to being one mm-hmm. another. Just let me
It looks like the same
here.
Grain bill. We got barley, oats, rye, dextrose.
Yeah, so they said it's brewed with Maris Otter and okay. Vienna, and then supported with a cask of chocolate malts. And then so with the Steel and Oak Loves Daggerad, they've actually conditioned it on Haitian cocoa nibs and hand-tossed cocoa or almonds from East Van Roasters.
Yeah, so cacao and almonds.
Yeah, and so it's the same with the other one, basically, but they've switched up the cacao nibs, which are from Tasmania this time, oh. which is also from East Van Roasters, and then they've used some miso.
Wow. Miso. Yeah. This might be the first beer I've ever had with miso in it. That's really interesting.
Same here, man.
Definitely the first one I've had with miso, but I have heard of another one recently. So yeah. maybe so the it's thing, the new fad.
Oh, great. The miso beer is the new yeah. thing now.
Instead of pastry stouts, it's miso stouts now.
Well, we'll see if we
Ramen
like them,
stouts. Okay, I'm so the that. Other thing I'm noticing here that's different is the white can, the Steel and Oak Loves Daggerad. Is 10.5%, whereas the black one, Daggerad Loves Steel Oak, is only 10%.
And if you look at the cans too, each one has the opposite half of a heart that's broken yep. that you can put together to put the heart together.
Just like a Valentine.
Yeah.
It's a love
I'll
letter.
I'll choose you.
They should have released this next month, I guess.
So I noticed that the Steel and Oak one does have a little bit of a love letter on it. Actually, they both do. So the Steel and Oak one says, "Forced apart by cruel fate, our two breweries are brewing love at each other from afar. Someday soon we'll be reunited, but until then, Steel and Oak will brew Imperial Stout while sighing and gazing longingly toward Burnaby." And the one on the Daggerad can says...
the exact same thing, almost.
Yeah, exactly the same thing, except they're the staring lovingly towards New West. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's a beer bromance happening.
Heck yeah, it is.
A brewmance?
A brewmance, yes.
A brewmance.
It makes me feel all mushy inside. All right, come what? On. We got to try one of these. Which one are we going to try first?
Yeah, which one
let's
try?
Let's go with the lower percent like we normally do.
Okay.
It's a 0.5, but whatever.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So we'll try
it's
this
a huge
miso
difference.
And cacao.
So the black can of the two.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if the use of the miso maybe gave it that like lighter percent somehow.
I don't know if it would. I can't really see that happening.
I mean, they were brewed at each location, so it
yeah,
could
I'm
just
thinking,
be a matter of efficiency.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking is one guy's got it dialed in just a little better.
Ben,
wow,
dropped the ball.
That is dark.
Yeah, it's pitch black like tar black.
Yeah, yeah. And the head is like brown. That is
yeah, very brown.
Oh,
nice and thick, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no, it's and it's thick as shit.
Oh, smells wow. like a rich, earthy... roasty stout.
Yeah, chocolatey, sweet.
Chocolatey for sure, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely get the chocolatey.
And not just the roast chocolate kind of thing, but like the real rich chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate. Milk chocolate.
It's almost like it's cacao.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Like there's real chocolate in it, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, dude, the more my head settles, the more chocolate aroma I'm getting. Mm-hmm. Damn.
The head on mine dissipated actually very quickly.
And mine won't go away.
Down pretty fast, too.
I'm waiting a little bit.
Ooh, that's tasty.
Mike's is even bigger than mine. Mine was up there, but...
You know what? For a 10% beer, it doesn't taste like it. It tastes like about 8%
Jesus.
It's that smooth. Is good. It's delish. It's not too sweet, but it's got enough sweetness there to give it that chocolatey thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's got some. It's definitely got roast in there. It's got a little bit of bitterness to kind of balance it out a bit.
Mm-hmm. The roast and the bitterness, though, I find it gets into a darker chocolate note right at the fucking end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
And you get a little bit of that yeasty kind of thing that you'd expect in a big stout.
And it's definitely got it's got some umami for sure, like that soy saucy flavor a little bit.
Yeah, I wonder if that's almost like that salty kind of thing towards the back on the sides of the tongue that I'm getting.
Could be, yeah. And I mean, it's something you get out of a lot of Imperial stouts. I like it personally.
Yeah.
Not everyone does.
I wonder if that, though, the saltiness kind of that you're getting, too, is from a miso. Isn't miso a little bit saltier, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, a little bit. It's fermented soy paste or whatever, right? It's similar to soy sauce.
I just know the soup. I don't know what the hell
it is. I was going to say, the soup is very salty. Like, it's a briny kind of thing, right? With just some fucking tofu and onions in it, basically. Very basic. But I do get the saltiness from having that. And that could be a broth thing. I don't know what miso actually is.
Either, yeah, it gives you that brothy, meaty kind of flavor.
Yeah, rounds
rich,
out that.
Mushroomy.
Yeah, but it's definitely a really big,
I
rich beer.
I wouldn't go as far as mushroomy, but all right.
No, like the umami in general.
Yeah, it's hitting that same part of the tongue.
Yeah.
That same flavor profile.
This is really nice. It's the chocolate's there, but like I said, it's not too strong. It's not too sweet. It's really nice. It's easy to drink.
You can tell it's a big beer, but it doesn't seem like it's 10% big.
No, sure, yeah.
Dang.
Like, if I didn't know it, I'd say, 7.5, 8.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get you in trouble.
Heat, that's what I was guessing, yeah.
I'm interested to see the difference in the cacao flavor just because they've used, this one's the Haitian one. So I'm wondering if one's going to be richer or something than the other.
Well, they are. If you've ever had single source chocolate bars before, you can definitely tell the difference in the sources. Like, they do have distinct flavors, right?
It's like coffee.
Totally.
Yeah. It'll also be interesting because the other one's on almonds, so it'll be a little more nutty instead of the umami thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't do nuts too often just because of I got that peanut allergy, so I steer away from all of them. But I saw this one. I was like, almonds are granola bars, so I probably won't die.
Got your EpiPen at the ready?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, dude, it's steel and oak. It's worth it. My wife's coming home soon. She'll find me.
Yep. Update your life insurance recently?
Yeah.
She did. Weird. Mike signed the policy, too, and he dropped the beer off. Weird.
Nice guy.
She told you?
Co-signer, right?
Someone has to.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I missed
you were a notary, Mike.
He's like, no, I just stole a stamp.
Darn.
So, since we got such big beers and there's only two of them tonight, what's everybody been up to in the break?
Yeah, well.
Drinking lots of beer?
Working and bullshit.
Yeah, I had a couple days off there. I got to take Christmas off and I got to take New Year's Day off.
Ooh. Nice.
I also had those days off. That was nice. Basically, it was just hanging out with a close family, like the in-laws and my parents, because our bubble includes them as babysitters. So luckily enough,
right.
We could go see one another, which was cool, right? Because
yeah.
Everything else we had to cancel. Like, we can't have our baby shower now because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of stuff's been canceled because of the new rules by Bonnie. I'm just hoping that it's not going to get worse.
Yeah, I don't want to see things get locked down any tighter. They're pretty tight as it is, but I know Christmas was pretty quiet for us. We didn't go anywhere, do anything, or see anyone, which was kind of nice, but my sister was very kind, her and her husband dropped off a gift with us on Christmas morning.
Nice.
So they just pulled up on the curb and we went out and grabbed the bag and went back in.
The distance handoff.
Yeah. And what it was a drink kit. She had homemade chai infused vodka and homemade Irish cream that she dropped off, along with some garnish. I think there was some star anise and some other things in there. Then a little recipe on this crazy cocktail that she'd invented.
Oh, nice.
And they got home and we had a nice Zoom meeting with them. And,
a little virtual a cocktail hour.
Yeah, so that was kind of nice.
Nice. Yeah, I had a week off. Oh, sorry, go.
I was going to say, I took advantage of my time off and got two brews in. So I did my yearly Russian Imperial Stout, which
I was actually going to come for that until the crackdowns happened.
Yeah. And I was... if I was thinking, I would have bottled some up and distributed with Mike when we were passing these beers around. But also, I don't really want to be compared to Dagrad and Stealing Oak.
Probably a good idea.
Fair enough. I wouldn't either.
But I got that one in. And then I've got my surprise, another hazy IPA on the way. With Galaxy this time. Ooh. So we got 4 ounces of Galaxy in the at Flameout in the Whirlpool. So because my new brew system has a Whirlpool set up and everything. So
nice.
Yeah.
Mike's new IPA has Galaxy in it too.
And Vic Secret and Nelson.
So you were saying you wanted to leave one of them out the next one?
No, I left I had put in a little bit of Columbus for bittering last time, and I left it out completely on this current one.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't. It was just too much bitterness. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes, I had a week off. Man. I had a week off at Christmas, and I spent the first half of it out hiking and walking in the woods, and the second half,
lots kind of good photos of the snow and stuff.
Yeah, and then second half, kind of at home, you know, cleaning and bumbling around the house and stuff, drinking lots of beer. I still haven't actually bottled or a freeze distilled, but I did my first ever homebrew lager, which is still lagering away.
Nice.
Yeah, so we'll see. It's going to be an Eisbach. We'll see if it gets very strong at all. But
that's cool, man.
Project to work on.
Yeah, still fun and seeing how it turns out.
So any cool beer news you guys have heard from... the industry lately? I got a little note that I could share. I don't think it's a secret anymore, but
go for it.
I'm talking about the pumpkin patch and pumpkin patch.
Are
looking to start a brewery out there, the family. They've just released their I think it's called Lady Lager, and it's a limited release. And
1,000 cans.
Yeah, and they're looking to pop off in the next year or two.
They brewed this batch under contract at Taillight in Port Coquitlam.
Nice.
4,000 cans, and it was apparently all made with malt that they grew on their own property.
Yep, exactly. Sweet. Right.
That's I've cool.
I've got a can coming tomorrow.
I'm curious to try it. I don't think there's a ton of people growing malted barley in the lower mainland here.
It's so not in Maple Ridge or Pitt Meadows.
Yeah, so I don't know how it's going to be, but I'm curious. I'd like to check it out.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know, because I got my buddy actually knows the guys that are starting it up, so he's going to grab me a can or two. So I'll let you know. And they say there might be an IPA on the way next.
Ooh, so interesting.
I may have to get in touch with them and see if they want to.
It'd be fun to do a Zoom with them. Yeah, it'd be great to do a Zoom with them. I have so many questions, like where was the barley malted at?
Yeah.
Did they send it up to Armstrong? Did they find a local place? I don't know.
Well, they probably have connections to do it locally, as they've been a farming family since Maple Ridge was been around. The first mayor of Maple Ridge was the ladies, right? So,
yeah, Leahy Street is probably named after that family.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. They've been around forever. I grew up with a bunch of them too. So, being a Pitt kid, there was a bunch of them around. All farmers. I also heard there's another one open in the Pitt Meadows down in Offspray Village this year.
Yeah, down called in that, that in, where those warehouses are, right?
No, it might be right in Osprey Village. It looks closer to where there might be some industrial zoning in Osprey Village. Okay. Like looking out at the water is where it's pinpointed on the maps anyways.
Interesting.
I haven't reached out yet because it's kind of like, okay, let's see.
But yeah, I don't know if they've started construction yet, right?
I haven't heard anything about construction or brewing, so.
And yeah, it was a tiki theme, right?
Yeah, and that's interesting for a brewery because it's like, okay, cocktails maybe? What are these beers going to be like? We're going to have Mai Tai lagers and Mai Tai IPAs? Right?
Yeah. Pineapple beers, coconut beers.
Love Shack Libations did an excellent Mai Tai IPA.
Their Mai Tai IPA was fire. I did get to try that. Love Shack does some cool shit that you.
They sure do.
It's hard to get by though, because it's just like you got to go to fucking Qualicum Beach.
The only reason I got some was we're selling it at Mount Aerosmith during quarantine. So
really,
Yeah, nice. I was working out in Parksville, and of course, as I do, I go to the local.
Yeah.
And Mount Aerosmith is the only game in Parksville. So, and because Love Shack wasn't able to open because of their size, like.
Yeah,
you can't distance in that tasting room.
Oh, you probably could have four people in there.
But
two on the roof, two inside.
So Mount Aerosmith was doing them a solid by selling their beers out of the brewery if you wanted them. So
nice.
Well, I believe Love Shack Libations only open on Wednesdays and Saturdays as well.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, twice a week correct. For very limited hours, like 4 hours or something.
Guys, Instagram's
worth it though. Oh, I've been there a couple times. I've had a blast every time I've been there.
I like that you probably go every Wednesday and every Saturday.
It's like Wednesday, Saturday, 4 till 9 p.m. or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was anytime I've been there, it's been on a Wednesday. And I tell you, yeah, it's packed with locals, and everyone's having a good time, and the beer is good. It's a fun place.
Nice.
None of the glassware matches.
That means it's got atmosphere.
Yes. Right? All right. Do we want to get into the second beer then?
Let's crack her.
Thank you to our sponsor, Ross Vanderhoek, with Royal LePage Wollstonecraft Real Estate. Check out www.rossvanderhoek.com for all your residential, commercial, new development, and investment property needs.
Oh, geez.
I brought two different glasses, Warren.
Yeah.
I'm sitting next to my bar, so we're good. Ooh, this one's foaming out of the can as soon as I cracked it.
Well, mine's not. Mine's fine. Must be operator error.
Yeah, sitting here on the table for an hour, I fucked it up.
I believe it.
Probably tastes better at a little warmer temperature.
Yeah.
That was my plan. I brought them out just a little bit earlier. When it's an Imperial Stout, I don't want
to. Wow. This looks incredibly similar to the other one.
Yeah. It's almost like it's almost the same beer.
I can't see through it. I just held it up to my light, too, and it's
it's black.
It is black.
So the first thing I noticed is that this beer is not as aromatic as the Daggerad version.
You're right. It's not nearly as chocolatey.
Yeah.
Nothing coming off compared to the other one.
Really interesting, isn't that?
It does have a chocolate smell though. Like if you stick your nose,
it's very subdued compared to the other one though.
Yeah,
yeah.
I wonder if that's because it's a different cacao.
Probably.
You know what I mean,
maybe different quantities too. Maybe they didn't use as much or something.
Didn't even think about that.
Maybe the extra 0.5% of alcohol stole away aroma. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Wow. What this one's from Tasmania cacao. It says.
Whoa. Very different tasting.
Yeah.
It's almost like brighter notes, not as many like lower notes. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Way less umami for sure. There is some nuttiness.
More bitterness.
Yep.
And lots of milk chocolate. A little of
that nuttiness from the almond.
Yeah, I do. I get the almonds on the back.
Yeah, like, on literally. The back for sure.
This one, it has a little less bitterness to back or to kind of mask the sweetness. This is definitely a more sweet version of the beer, to me at least.
It's fucking good though.
Oh yeah, no, they're both great.
I think I'm wondering if that miso though that gives it that different, like you know what I mean? Because we're getting that salty
thing.
You don't even come around it on this one.
That could be some of those lower rounding things that I'm thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very crazy how different they are.
Yeah. Well, shout out to both of them because they're both fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, if you can only get to one of the breweries, like, don't feel like you're missing out because they're both fantastic.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're just an alcoholic, go, to Steel and Oak for that extra 0.5%.
Yeah. You can tell the
that's more bang
5 for is warmer. It's a little warmer. You can tell it's boozy.
Yeah. I love the fact that Steel and Oak and Daggerad have been collaborating for a while now, though. Neither of them did an IPA, and they both collaborated in an IPA together, and then they continued for a while doing that. They've got kind of a history of collaborating together, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they fucking, like Cam said, they're beer mancing now.
It's interesting, because I'm not sure. I don't know. This seems unusual to me that Daggerad's putting out a beer like this with, you know, because it doesn't really use Belgian yeast. You know, it's a little different than what they would normally do.
Well, but I mean, when Steel and Oak and them did an IPA, they did just a straight up New England style IPA too, right? So when they collaborate, they don't always just stick with what they're used to.
Yeah.
It might be like what they have in stock too. They both have Vienna or whatever, you know what I mean? Because they use those in their brews a lot. So I don't know. I'm the noob out of the group, so...
Yeah, you BSG on Monday. By Thursday, you've got the grain.
Yeah. A lot of it, too, is like a collab is a good excuse to try something completely different.
And step outside your box, yeah.
Yeah.
And learn from the other brewery, too, right?
That's really what it's about.
You got to think, too, they probably all did this over phone calls, like, let's have these ingredients. Zooms like we're doing.
Yeah,
it's very interesting to see how, like, you kind of have similar notes, even though they use little different things, but I don't know, man.
I would assume probably, like, a Zoom, because they got a, you know, they're smaller breweries comparatively, but they still got a brew team. They're probably involved with development and everything.
Well, from what I've heard, pre-COVID, collab brews were an excuse for brewers to get it together and drink while the assistant brewers did all the work.
Where would you hear something like that?
Often the plan was a little more in depth, and then all the work was done by the assistant brewers.
I can tell you from personal experience that generally what it meant is, you would work, you'd meet and collaborate on the recipe originally.
Yeah.
And then whoever was visiting would basically stand around and drink while the other people did the work.
Well, I know when we did a collaboration with Silver Valley Brewing, we did a lot of work, too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Kevin's going to make you work.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wanted to. That was the whole point of collaborating.
Certain places, right? Yeah. Like, you know, if you're going to collaborate with certain
and listen.
Places, they're going to put you to work, right? Like Trading Post, I guarantee. Tony will put you to work.
Tony's not going to let anybody stand around.
he'll be the one standing around.
Well,
Tony will be dumping a 2.6 into a cask.
Did our buddy Jason just have the beer raider on and make him do all the work for their collab?
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, they just did a collab with him, and I told Jason before the collab happened, I said, hey, make sure that you actually make him do some work, eh? None of this standing around crap.
Yeah. No, that's just so taking pictures for the gram.
I got a report back from Jason, and he said he dove right in there, and he was helping him with the mash down and everything. He didn't even have to push him. He was happy to help. So
nice.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear.
That'd be me if I had a chance to brew a beer. So even with you hungry,
I'd make you work so hard.
You sound like my wife.
Yeah, we got a silo, but today we're using bags. Go get
them. Oh, yeah.
I got a spinal injury, bro.
And they're going to be like half sacks, like not full bags either.
Okay, that's better. I'll just do twice as many trips then. Thanks, guys.
Exactly.
Fuck, I miss you guys.
Yeah, when we can do collabs and have people in the brew house, we might have to see about getting you idiots in there. Let's see if I can talk my partners into it.
Oh, I'll talk some of them. They like me.
You might have to cough up some dough for the malt.
I'm down for that.
Hey, man, I got a couple bags in the garage.
Charity, fuck it, man.
Yeah, is that what we want to do? We want to do a collab and give partial proceeds to a charity?
Of course. Oh, yeah. That's the only way I want to do collab. bring some back to the community, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Any particular charities you can think of offhand?
I thought there was a nice one. I forget what it's called now because you caught me off guard, but it's one that helps underprivileged children that don't have daycare and stuff go to a spot where they can have meals and stuff where their parents are at work. It's I can't remember it, but it seems like a very cool charity. And me having kids and seeing some kids at school that need meals and are like not dressed properly, I think that's super important, especially in this time when you can't get as much work as you probably want.
Yeah, for sure.
Tough times right now, for sure.
Yeah, man. We're just lucky that we're all considered essential services and we have paychecks coming in consistently.
Yeah, well, it's funny. Some of my coworkers have been working from home, working remotely since like May, right? So I've personally been still going into the office and everything up until recently. The last 3 weeks or so, I've been working from home, just starting in 2021, and just because things were ramping up and you know the numbers are going up and everything,
they ask you.
I think I'll hide out for a bit.
Yeah.
So well, I'm actually kind of digging it. I don't mind working from home. It's not too bad.
Why wouldn't you, though? It's like you're probably more productive sitting at home, getting up a few hours later, and then you just bang your workout as quick as possible so you can chill.
I still start at the same time. I just don't have the commute, right?
That's
which
huge.
Is lovely. My commute's 2 minutes walking from the bedroom to the living room. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
How big is your fucking house? It takes 2 minutes.
800 square feet.
He's got to stop and take a pee.
Yeah, I'm slow. I'm old, man.
Oh, man.
Well, anyways, should we get back to this beer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's, so now that I'm into it, partway into it, I'm getting a little more of that, you know, the richness and the malty goodness and all that. I'm starting to, you know, be a little balanced out.
I'm impressed with how much almond flavor I'm getting out of it, to be honest. Like,
I find it slides into the back end.
It's there.
Yep, 100%. And like I said, I'm not a big almond guy. I just know what it tastes like slightly because of my nut allergy. But I'm getting it heavy on the back, and I'm enjoying the shit out of it.
It's very reminiscent of like amaretto.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Ooh.
Without the cherry note, for sure.
Right?
Yeah, big time. Because you get the chocolate and the almond in there. That's a pretty good reference, bro.
Yeah.
Anybody got cherries to put in there? Someone just put cherries in
ice cream.
My ass off.
These would be awesome
both
for beer floats.
Beers.
Yeah, a little vanilla ice cream in this.
Vanilla, yeah.
I did last night with my homebrew Russian Imperial. My kid's birthday yesterday, so we had the ice cream and cake out, and I was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
So you stole your kid's ice cream and made a fucking beer. You're my hero.
He's two. He won't remember.
Oh, man. From one dad to another, that was the best joke. He won't fucking remember.
I
can't wait to steal my next one.
Seriously, if anybody's listening and you've never had a stout float, do it. Get some really good quality vanilla ice cream and do it.
Yeah.
Well, stout, but even better, imperial stout.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You want that richness of the imperial stout
and
for sure.
And get real vanilla bean ice cream, not that fucking bullshit for $4. Go and get
don't
real
cheap out.
Ice
get
cream.
The good stuff.
Yeah. The shit that doesn't melt as soon as it hits the beer.
Yeah.
The first time I tried a beer float was actually at an old Yale tasting dinner.
Weird.
And they had the Irish cream imperial stout on nitro.
Ooh.
With the vanilla ice cream. And it was,
on nitro?
Yeah.
Damn, that'd be good, man.
It was so good.
Rich and creamy.
The first one I remember ever having is actually at Red Truck, but I'm sure I had one before that.
But we used to do them all the time at Dick's Barbecue and Brewery. They didn't have any air conditioning, so when we were there in August, we'd just be sweltering. So we just did them out of survival. But they were delicious.
Yeah, Fulmer's used to do them back in the day. But
is that right?
Yeah, they put them on probably something you brewed, Warren. It was that long ago.
Well, and I know Storm does ice cream socials every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I highly encourage people to try it. It's delicious. Dang.
Yep. Well, boys, should we do it? Are we going to fight over which one's better out of two beers? Is it the battle of the brews?
Stick up your dukes, and by that I mean, which half a heart do you like better?
Yeah, which half a heart do you like better?
They're so similar, but it's also so different.
Honestly, I'm not going to pick a favorite because they're both fucking...
Oh, I'll pick a favorite.
It depends if you like that a bit more umami thing or if you like that sweeter thing that like the... Because the nutty sweet flavor versus the sort of the deeper, richer umami...
Yeah.
Sort of less sweetness, a little more roast.
All right, I like Daggerad's better.
Me too.
Yeah.
Just that saltiness.
I'm on that umami flavor.
Yeah, just the chocolatey aroma that came off the Daggerad one was just mind-blowing, right?
Yeah, it's way better aroma.
And then you go
into
it, and the flavors were nice and rich and rounded and everything. I liked that one a little bit more. Nothing wrong with the Steel and Oak one. It's absolutely delicious,
too. They're both great.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard some people didn't like the Daggerad one as much because of the umami, but that's just a personal preference thing, right? Because
it's beer tasting is very subjective.
Yeah. Oh no, they got shit palates.
Nah.
I wish people could see the difference between these two beers.
The difference between these two beers is like 4.5 stars versus 4.6 stars. Like they're
very similar.
Perfect comparison. Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that. I just enjoyed that little salty back note on the end. Like, the almond's good, but I'm not a nut guy. Like, they were both fucking fantastic. Don't laugh about the nut joke, bro.
He loves nuts around his mouth.
Jordan. See this Zoom conversation with all the hand motions. It's more comical, I swear.
Yeah. We're all adults here.
Age only.
Just because I grow facial hair doesn't mean I want to be an adult.
One thing I've learned from tonight's Zoom call is I guess I need some kind of light for these.
Yeah, whatever.
I need like one of those fancy ring lights or something.
It's not like we share the videos.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get down to it just for so everybody can hear. Mike. Yeah. Your favorite?
It's the Daggerad one.
My favorite Daggerad, Cam?
Daggerad.
That's the first.
Four Daggerads.
Yeah.
Sorry, Steel and Oak, Jordan Foss, you're cool, but you should have used some miso.
Yeah, but
Eric's more efficient, but Ben's flavors went out.
Bingo.
Yeah, Ben did great. They're both amazing, so...
I'd like to point out, though, this is actually the first time I think we've ever all agreed on anything.
You're 100% right, dude. That's fucking funny.
And we just
I guess it's 50-50.
Well, when you only have two beers.
Yeah.
Right? And when we just happen to be drinking Mike's favorite style.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a barley wine.
Exactly.
Pretty close.
B-I-L, B-I-L.
R-I-S.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't consider this really. This is an imperial stout. I wouldn't say this is quite a Russian imperial stout for the most part. So.
No, it's not 12.
Oh, it's just imperial. There's no Russian people in there.
There
kind of funny, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, any prospects for next show?
Yeah, so look forward to it. We won't be doing it next week, but you'll hear it from week after that. We'll be hanging out with Silver Valley Brewing, Kevin.
Oh, he's got haven't seen him in a while.
Two new, brand new beers coming out that he's been waiting to share with us in the world. Cool. So we'll be sampling those, and they'll be out a week after we. Well, they'll be we'll air, and they'll be already out. So
right,
yeah.
You guys, find them. Yeah. And cool. You'll enjoy
it. It's been a while since we've chatted with Kevin. It's been, what, about two?
It has been a hot minute. I have never done one with him, so that means it's been over a year and a half.
2 years.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because, last time we did a show with Kevin was our collab with him when we did our seaweed and the sushi type beer.
Gyoza, right?
Or no.
The black lime.
Goza.
Black lime.
I know Goza, but I was thinking you guys told me it was good with fucking Japanese food.
Yeah. Black lime.
Goes on whatever.
You know.
Black lime, seaweed, and rice. Rice, yeah.
That's right, yeah. And I went there with sushi and sat down in their lounge and had the beer with sushi, and it was absolutely delicious.
So did I.
So I'm looking forward to talking to Kevin again. We should grind him about doing another collab.
Yeah.
So that's our next one, and I'm trying to grind on Ben Coley to jump on with us.
We need to talk to Ben.
See,
I mean,
if we talk about on here,
we all like your
everybody
beer.
Message him and say, jump on with Pacific Beers, Zoom us. We got all the beers.
Send messages on your favorite social media platform. Send messages through email. Send him phone messages. Whatever. Contact Ben somehow and tell him that he needs to do a show.
Come on, Ben.
Get a hold of
him. Come on, Mr. Coley. We're Zooming you. We know you have a family and you're busy like I am.
We're busy.
But we'll Zoom when the babies are in bed.
Yes.
Yeah, right? I don't care if it's 9 o'clock at night, whatever. It'll take an hour of his time.
And then for any of the listeners out there, are there breweries you'd like us to try to talk to locally here in BC or whatever? We'll see if we can't hook something up with them. So send us a message.
Yeah, I guess BC counts right now because we could do it by Zoom.
Yeah,
in the province.
Yeah,
Or I mean, if the beer is available in BC, but they're from outside of BC, we can try to hook that up too. It's just got to be available in Metro Vancouver.
Yeah, yeah. So,
if you do want to hit us up, though, hit us up at info@pacificbeerchat.com. Or Jordan@pacificbeerchat.com.
It's feedback@pacificbeerchat.
Well, whatever. That wasn't my
difference when people are trying to send a message.
I know, right? It'll bounce back and they'll figure it out. They'll have to listen to the podcast.
Or you can go to any of our social medias and send us a direct message too.
Yeah, I just sent an instant message on Instagram or something like that. Jordan's on.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. The DMs. I got you guys.
Slide into your DMs.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, boys. Well, it was a good one.
Yeah.
Cheers. Thanks for delivering the beers, Mike.
You're welcome.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Cheers, I like everybody. That. Cheers. Mine doesn't make that noise.
Yeah, no.
Here, I got two glasses.
Booyah.
Well, what do the two cans do?
Oh, man.
All right.
They're stone cold.
Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at pacificbeerchat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.